My final talk on Mormonism, right or wrong, we're going to be thinking of the temple rituals. The Mormons originated, as you know, through Joseph Smith and some supposedly golden plates that were passed on to him by an angel called Moroni. This Book of Mormon is put alongside the Holy Scriptures and said to be the actual Word of God, along with what the Bible teaches. But of course, this is very difficult for Christians to accept, because we know very well that the Bible is the true Word of God, and any other book that's put alongside it just cannot be accepted as being equal to the Word of God. We saw, for instance, last time in our last talk, or last meeting together, that the account of Genesis is completely different in their teaching to what the Bible actually says. There are words added to the Genesis account, which are said to be truth, as received from the angel Moroni. And as we shall see today a little later on, as we come to the conclusion of our studies in Mormonism, we shall see that there are other fundamental teachings which are completely opposite in the Mormon teaching to what the Bible says. And yet, they say they hold the Bible in high esteem, but there is no way you can say that when they differ, as we shall see in a few moments. But let's think for a few moments about the temple rituals. The temple, with its secret rituals and chants, is the very centre of Mormonism. Every Mormon who expects to become a god in the world to come must be married in the eternal marriage ceremony. Whatever marriage has already been entered into is not counted. Following the entry into the temple, males and females are separated. They remove all their clothes and replace them with a garment which is known as a shield, which is a loose-fitting white garment. Their own clothes are locked away, and the key is pinned onto the shield garment. The temple assistants proceed to lay their hands on different parts of the candidates' bodies, invoking a blessing upon each part. The head is washed so that the brain and intellect can function correctly. The eyes are washed so that they may see clearly, especially that which is spiritual. Other private parts are touched also, and blessing is that they may produce healthy offspring. Following the ceremony, a special undergarment is placed upon the body, which must never be removed, for it has magical powers to guard the body from satanic powers. What about Masonic handshakes? Well, they were introduced into the temple rites by Joseph Smith in 1842. The oaths include the removal of tongue and throat cut if secrets of the temple are ever revealed by them. That is part of the Aaronic priesthood. The removal of bowels and stomach cut, if in the Melchizedek priesthood. A further ceremony is held for those who want marriage in heaven. They have to place their hand through a slit in the curtain to be gripped by a man, the other side, who is representing God. They make vows and enter into a spiritual marriage agreement. By making commitment by word of mouth, they are allowed to enter beyond the curtain. May I recommend for your reading History and Beliefs of Mormonism by Ina Anderson, which is published by Kriegel Publications, an excellent book which goes very much more thoroughly into these things by a man who was very much part of it at one time. Changes and contradictions in Mormonism are things to note. The Book of Mormon has had nearly 4,000 changes since its first edition in 1830. Mormons say that the Bible is inadequate and contains errors. Mormonism adds to the scriptures. Other such books as The Pearl of Great Price and Doctrines and Covenants. But even these books contradict each other. In what way? They differ on whether God was spirit or had flesh, whether God is pleased with polygamy or not. Why these contradictions? The simple answer is that these books are not inspired by God, but by man. Now then, what does the Bible say? If prophecies do not come true, then the prophet is false. Investigations prove that Mormon prophecies have a 100% failure rate. One of their statements of faith is extraordinary. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it's translated correctly. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God. The accuracy of the Bible, in contrast, comes out very clearly in Psalm 12 and verse 6, where the psalmist writes, "The word of the Lord is flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times." The word of God is perfect. Another statement of their faith, the Mormons' faith, reads, "We believe man can be saved by the keeping of the law." But Romans chapter 3 verse 20 reads, "No one will be declared righteous by the keeping of the law." Mormons teach that Jesus has not always been God, but the Bible teaches that he has always been the Son of God. There's much more teaching which conflicts with the scriptures. You, my dear readers, consider carefully if you intend to follow Mormonism. Which sounds the more authentic? Traditional Christianity based on holy scriptures, or the writings and beliefs of Joseph Smith? I think you'll come to the conclusion, as I have, that God's word alone is truth.